All right, now you're going to say this is Joseph, your name, Dominican College lacrosse commit. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
This is Josie Lettieri, Dominican College lacrosse commit, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Easy, one take, Josie. That was easy. Good job.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by East Fitness Long Island. Endurance, agility, speed, training. Train like a pro, be around pros. We take pride in growing athletes of all ages, of all sports. Get faster, stronger, and even jump higher. We have the Dunk Factory if you're into basketball, the Lax Factory if you're into lacrosse, and we got ladder workouts to up your footwork in soccer. We have DJ scratching and drones flying on Fridays if you're into ambiance, and if you want to memorize Pop Smoke songs, this is the place for you. A fun and friendly atmosphere, but we work hard too. To book a training session, find us at eastfitnessli.com. Fight.
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I am your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach, and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about their respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we are simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Today we have lacrosse superstar Josie Lettieri. What's going on?
Hi.
Dominican College commit, St. Anthony's star. What's the word? You just worked out. How was your workout?
It was good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, you're at St. Anthony's now, committed to Dominican College. Why did you end up choosing to go to St. Anthony's? Was it lacrosse and academics, or you just wanted to challenge yourself and go to a higher level, prestigious high school?
Well, I went to like private school my whole life. So I wasn't really looking to go to public school, and I thought St. Anne's had the best sports, so lacrosse was a big reason. And the academics is also super hard, so like I like challenging myself with that.
Right, and that'll prepare you obviously for that next level.
Yeah.
When did you pick up a lacrosse stick to really start playing, and then when did it become like serious that you really wanted to play at the next level?
I started playing in like sixth grade. I went to one of my cousin's lacrosse games, and I, like, thought it was cool. So my uncle bought me a lacrosse stick, and I did, like, PAL for my town. And then I didn't start travel until, I think, eighth grade. And then freshman year, I, like, noticed a bunch of girls from my school, like, committing, and I thought that was so cool, like, to continue lacrosse. So right when I got into high school, I kind of realized that it was something I wanted to stick with.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, now that you are committed and you put all that time in, pre-corona, what was in your busiest time? What was a normal day in your life like? How much did you really have to commit between club practice and school and working and training? You know, what was just a normal day where you were, you know, going from one thing to the next?
A normal day pre-corona would, during the winter time, we would have 6 a.m. practices for St. Anne's. So we would go I would wake up at like 4:30, get ready, go there, practice, get ready for school, have a normal school day, go to club practice or travel practice, then go home and then do my homework, and then it was like repeat.
Yeah, do it all over again. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you feel like put all that time in that you missed out on anything, or the commitment that you put in and sacrifices you made? Obviously, it's worth it now because you'll be playing at the next level, but do you feel like you missed out on anything, or was it hard at times, or maybe your friends were doing things and you couldn't because you knew you had to get up the next day, or maybe you were away at a tournament? You know, what was that like, just missing out maybe on some social things?
A lot of my friends were lacrosse players with me. I had a lot of really close friends on my teams and stuff. So if they were with me, I didn't really feel like I was missing out. But I definitely missed out on, like, family birthday parties and, like, hangouts with my friends for lacrosse tournaments. And after school some days, if some friends wanted to hang out, but I knew I had, like, 6 a.m. practice, I just wouldn't hang out with them.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I think sacrificing everything, you know, for sports is a good thing, too, because it, one, teaches you time management, and, you know, it just keeps you focused on your academics and, you know, pushing yourself in sports. I think one of the, you know, main things, which I always say in this podcast, from high school to college, is really, you know, this aspect, the physical speed, agility, and strength, because going in as a freshman, you'll be playing against, you know, grown women, 21, 22 years old. You know, so the working out is, you know, such a huge component to playing at the next level. Do you remember that first time you came here, your first workout?
Yeah, my first workout, I remember that. I was not expecting that. And I remember I went with Tara, and Tara never told me, like, it was going to be that hard.
So just I kind of came in,
I started to see stars, but... As I worked out more, I started to get a lot more used to it.
Yeah, now that you've been coming here for a while, obviously, you've gotten so much stronger. We've seen so much progress. What would you say is your least favorite thing to do? Like, when I say it, you just kind of, in your head, are not happy.
Probably, as much as I need to do it, that's why I do it. Arms sometimes, yep. Like when we lift them forward and then to the side, it hurts so bad.
Shoulder raises?
Yeah.
What do you enjoy doing? What would be your favorite thing to do?
I like doing the ropes on the wall.
Yep,
I feel like I'm actually getting something out of it instead of just like aimlessly running.
That's so funny. Yeah, I mean, the resistance running, you know, is huge for your sport. Just getting faster and working on that muscle endurance and your, you know, cardiovascular endurance. Going through everything you've gone through from the recruiting process and just playing club lacrosse, traveling all over the place. What advice would you give a younger athlete, whether it's, you know, any sport really, but just a younger athlete going through everything you've gone through and knowing what you know now, going through the whole process, what advice would you give somebody coming up?
Definitely don't rush. Really take your time with it. Make sure you love the school and make sure it's something your parents really like too, because you want everyone to be happy. And that's a huge part of the coach's perspectives usually, like that your whole family is into it as much as you. And don't rush into it because you don't want to do it too early and then have another better offer and that you regret. Like, you don't want to have any regrets in the recruiting process. So I'd say take your time until you find, like, the perfect school for you.
Yeah, so why did you end up choosing Dominican College? What other schools were you really looking at? And, you know, how did you make that decision?
So I was at a lacrosse tournament one day, and the coach noticed me. His daughter and her, like, friends on the team were, like, at the same tournament as us, so they right. came to watch, because we're both 91. We're Long Island, they're New Jersey.
Yep.
And he asked my coach about me, and he said I was, like, scrappy because I was, like, pushing girls all over the place. Like, well, I kicked one girl. And so he was like, oh, I like that. Like, I like that aggressiveness. Right. And then he called me up, like, the day after. I wasn't even expecting it. I rolled out of bed and got a phone call from him. And then I went to visit the next week, and I just, everything about it, I loved the campus. I loved, like, where it was. I can drive home on weekends. And the coach was just so awesome and nice.
Right.
And, like, sounded like he was really excited, like, to have me and a bunch of the other girls.
So it really just felt like just the right fit, and you just knew it was for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So going there, you know, knowing some of the schools in the conference, is there any where you that you're for next year you're really excited to play at, or, you know, a venue that you're looking forward to traveling to?
I don't really know the schedule yet because
right.
it's going to be, like, so different. He's the new coach,
okay.
so I don't know if he's changing a bunch of stuff, but I'm excited to, like, travel, like, go on the buses and stuff with the team. That looks so fun.
Yeah, definitely one of the good things about college is the traveling. That's how you really make your long, you know, lifelong friends, you know, just being stuck with them on a bus for hours at a time, being in the hotels. What do you think is going to happen, or what are they saying for you this season for high school lacrosse with Corona going on? As far as having a season?
Well, we haven't been able to have that many, like, fall practices or anything because of it. Because, the case has been going up in my school, and they don't want to, like, put us at risk for, like, the actual season. Like, they don't want to waste practices now that we could have then.
Right.
But for now, we haven't heard anything about, like, canceling the entire season. So they're trying to set up things for us to, like, really get together and bond, because last year there was no varsity team.
Really?
So there's not really a lot of chemistry, so now they're trying to set up a bunch of stuff for us to do.
Yeah, well, hopefully with this pandemic going on, you guys do end up having a season. You know, with the whole pandemic going on, how hard was it for you to kind of stay engaged in lacrosse during, you know, the whole quarantine process?
I was really freaked out. I would call my coaches, like, crying every day that I wasn't going to find a place that I really like, because we couldn't really travel that much. No coaches were allowed to come.
Right.
Only, like, a few. And so I was freaking out that I wouldn't be able to find a good school that I really liked. But then my team like got set up in a lot of tournaments, which was so good, thank God. And I think a lot of the other girls were freaking out too, that they weren't going to find anything, but thank God that 91 pulled through and got us a lot of tournaments to go to, and coaches were able to come and watch. So I was definitely afraid that that would ruin my entire.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be a stressful time with, you know, during the whole pandemic, you can't travel, coaches can't come and see you, but that helps make you stronger, part of the process, and, you know, we'll get you ready for that next level. Team 91, the club team you play for, did a great job preparing you and getting you ready for that next level. So, you know, I'm excited to keep working with you and get you prepared for, you know, your freshman season at Dominican College. So we're going to hop into the Keep It 100 with Mike Kaplan. It's going to be a one-word answer.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say two different things. You just tell me which one you like better. It's easy.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sleds or resistance bands?
Resistance bands.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Hip-hop or country?
Hip-hop.
J. Cole or Drake?
Drake.
Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram?
I'm going to go with Instagram.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Apple Music.
AirPods or Beats?
AirPods.
Netflix, Hulu?
Netflix.
What's your favorite late night snack?
Probably popcorn.
Yeah, me too. What kind? Like microwave popcorn or popcorn out of a bag?
Popcorn. Microwave popcorn is better.
That's great stuff. Well, thank you so much for being on the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I am excited to continue this journey with you, and thanks for giving some good advice.
No problem.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!